Bereits bei der Ankunft in einem neuen Land startet das Einwanderungsprozedere. Bis zu einem Jahr unterstützt Australiens Humanitarian Settlement Services Programm, kurz HSS, Flüchtlinge dabei. Angeboten wird dieses Programm von Stellen wie beispielsweise Settlement Services International in New South Wales. Yamama Aga ist dort für die Umsetzung des HSS-Programms zuständig. Laut ihr startet die Orientierungsphase für Flüchtlinge bereits am ersten Tag.
We provide them with the information through our trainers and they speak the same languages. So the information is delivered to them in their own languages and we do also work with New South Wales Refugee Health Services. They do come and run a session on health, about how to access the health system in Australia. And they are provided with a booklet on how to access health services, to including emergencies and dental and everything.
Die Teilnahme am HSS-Programm ist freiwillig und für jeden, der Hilfe braucht. Doch nicht alle Klienten nehmen die medizinischen Leistungen in Anspruch.
When they arrive, we refer them to Refugee Health Services for a comprehensive health assessment. After the health assessment, they are referred for pathology and they are linked to a general practitioner. And if they need, they also link to torture and trauma services, to children clinics if they have children, and also to the dental hospital for any dental issues. If they need to be referred to specialists, they also link to specialists.
Der jährliche Report der australischen Einwanderungsbehörde zeigt, dass 2014 und 2015 über 13.000 Humanitarian Program Visa gewährt wurden. In dem Report finden sich auch Zahlen zu Australiens Dolmetscherindustrie. Die kann sich in den Jahren 2014-2015 über einen Zuwachs von fast 6% freuen. Insgesamt über 85.000 Mal wurde der Übersetzungsdienst in Anspruch genommen. Einen bedeutenden Anteil dieses Anstiegs macht die wachsende Nachfrage an Übersetzern im Gesundheitswesen aus. Trotzdem ist es nach wie vor eine Herausforderung, Dolmetscher bei Arztterminen einzusetzen.
This issue we face mainly with a specialist, where a specialist, they refuse to use interpreters. Many of the specialists, they refuse to use interpreters. So it becomes a real challenge for refugees that having to either take someone from their families, which they may not be able to understand full English, or they have to cancel their appointments because the specialist simply did not book an interpreter.
Ähnliche Bedenken gibt es auch bei Einrichtungen wie das Liverpool Migrantenzentrum im Westen Sydneys. Managerin Oliver Wee erwartet von den Ärzten, die angebotenen Übersetzungsdienste anzunehmen. Denn nur so werden den Patienten erfolgreiche Behandlungen ermöglicht. Trotzdem vertrauen viele Ärzte noch immer auf die Fremdsprachenkenntnisse der Kinder der Patienten. Und das kann Folgen haben.
It either means miscommunication or potential for miscommunication in terms of what's being interpreted, or, you know, sometimes children being exposed to quite heavy issues that's probably not age appropriate for them, or even just informally, even if it's an adult, the reliability of the interpretation as well is an issue.
Yamama Aga fordert, dass Behandlungen ohne Dolmetscher nicht durchgeführt werden dürfen.
We had a family from Iraq and the family had a son with disability. And this family, they needed to see a specialist. They made an appointment to see the specialist doctor, and on the day, they did not have an interpreter, even though an interpreter was requested. So they had to cancel, and that was for a child with disability. And this will delay all services that could be provided for a child with disability, which is really not acceptable.
Viele der Flüchtlinge sind Frauen, die in ihren Heimatländern missbraucht oder belästigt wurden. Der Report der Einwanderungsbehörde belegt, dass 2014 und 2015 1009 Women at Risk Visa vergeben wurden. Das entspricht 17% aller aufgenommenen Flüchtlinge. Deshalb sollen laut AGA kulturelle und sprachliche Unterschiede bei heiklen Behandlungen berücksichtigt werden.
A female going to a doctor to talk about some women's health issues and having to take her son to interpret for her. We don't feel that this is appropriate. We have female clients who come on women at risk visa. Usually they have a special concerns. Some of them may have been sexually assaulted before and they need to follow up on their sexual health, and it becomes really difficult if interpreters are not provided.
Die Einwanderungsbehörde bestätigt, dass Menschen, die ein Special Humanitarian Program Visa halten, meistens aus dem Nahen Osten, Asien und Afrika stammen. Dabei stellen Iraker die größte Gruppe dar, gefolgt von Syrern. Viele dieser Einwanderer sind traumatisiert. AGA berichtet von speziellen Methoden, um das Ausmaß der Traumata festzustellen.
What we do is we assess refugees and humanitarian actors at different stages during their settlement while they're still with us in the program. So when they arrive 3 months later and then at the 6 months and after that. So we ensure that they assess on a regular basis, and we do work closely with the torture and trauma services. So we invite them to come to our orientation program where they do talk to people about their torture and trauma services.
We vom Migrantenzentrum in West Sydney weiß, dass psychische Probleme ein großes Thema für viele ihrer Klienten sind.
Just anecdotally, I guess, as a centre, we've noticed quite high levels of mental health concerns and trauma among the clients we've worked with from Iraq as compared to people from other countries of origin. And we think maybe that could be linked in with being exposed to traumatic situations for quite a long period of time.
Obwohl die Menschen eine hohe Belastbarkeit zeigen, weisen vor allem Flüchtlinge aus Syrien schwerwiegende Traumata auf.
We've noticed a lot of incontinence among children from Syrian families, and we think that might be linked in with the impact of trauma as well. And we think also maybe because it's a much more recent conflict and there's that adjustment process from having lived a fairly stable, calm, peaceful, normal life and then having to deal with very traumatic and high conflict situations. And being exposed to that is having a major impact on mental health.
Das Liverpool Migrationszentrum veranstaltet laufend Informationsveranstaltungen rund um das Thema Anpassung und geistige Gesundheit. Sein Ziel ist es, Bewusstsein für dieses Thema zu schaffen. Denn WE berichtet, dass psychische Krankheiten in vielen Gemeinschaften weiterhin als stigmatisierend gelten.
It can be viewed as someone being crazy, and it can be a real barrier for people to seek support for mental health issues. A lot of people have reported that they've been socially isolated or ostracized from the community because of poor mental health. There's a real lack of language sometimes in their own country of origin that translate well into the mental health terminology that we use here. So it's quite important for us to make sure that we demystify mental health concerns and reassuring people that it can be some of the symptoms of poor mental health can be quite common and they can be supported.
Für Folter- und Traumaüberlebende wurden spezielle Einrichtungen ins Leben gerufen. Doch nicht alle Betroffenen sind bereit, ihr Schweigen zu brechen.
Sometimes it takes a while for them to accept because it's a strange term for people from different communities. For some people, there's a stigma around accessing mental health services. But we do work closely in New South Wales with health services and with torture and trauma services to be able to refer refugees who need to access the service.
WE sagt, dass es für Einwanderer mit psychischen Problemen einfacher sei, wenn sie rasch in ihrer neuen Gemeinschaft integriert werden.
For torture and trauma counseling, we also believe that community connection and social connection is really important for good mental health. So making sure those links are there and that support is there. Sometimes medication might be helpful, so we might suggest that people may want links to a GP or a psychiatrist.
Für einen schnellen Genesungsprozess gibt es aber auch verschiedenste professionelle Einrichtungen.
Partners in Recovery is a really great local service that we might link in clients to as well as part of their recovery process. Transcultural mental health might be a service we might refer to for more general mental health issues. Certainly making sure people are aware that they can speak to their GP about a mental health care plan and getting some counselling sessions through the Medicare system as well is something we'd often be explaining to clients.